hello. Well, this is weird. Sat in my kitchen getting ready to do the podcast that we haven't done for a long time. But I thought, you know, maybe, just maybe, it'll put a smile on your face. Jamie, Hayley, and I hope you enjoy it. It's got all the information you need on coronavirus, plus hopefully a laugh or two. We'll be here every weekday morning from 6. If you can catch us on the radio live on FM 107 and 102 and on your smart speaker. We hope you enjoy.
Live, enjoy, and dreamer. Hello, good morning. It's Isle of Wight Radio. What a difference a day makes. I don't know whether you watched yesterday's address to the nation from the Prime Minister. It was just weird.
It felt quite weird, actually, like I say, to watch it. It was like you were on a film set watching something.
That's exactly what I thought. It's the kind of thing that you expect to see in a film.
Yes.
And also, I kind of thought, well, you know, we're all sat around, the whole family came and sat and watched it. And I was thinking, this is like, you know, if you took a photograph now, this would be like those photographs you saw in the 1940s where everyone was huddled around a radio waiting for the address.
It's like a bad edition of the Queen's speech, wasn't it? Sort of gathering everyone in there to be told, actually,
this is it.
This is it.
And it is time to, you know, really stand up, listen to the advice, and don't go out unless you absolutely have to. All the details are on our website at iwradio.co.uk. This is a very sobering thought. We normally start the show off being quite upbeat, and we will be. We've got some great stuff coming up in just a little while, including our Hall of Heroes, which is going to be really... pinpointing the people that are going above and beyond. So if you've got someone you want to add to the Hall of Heroes, email news at iwradio.co.uk or message us via Facebook. So this is what I read. So if you're one of those people that are thinking, do you know what? It's a nice day. I'm going to meet up with my mates, or I'm going to invite some mates around. No one will know. One person, could end up killing 59,000 people. They've done the maths on this, and because one person will then actually spread it to more people and more people and more people and more people, that one person staying in makes such a difference, because the way it spreads, the average person, I think, transmits it to about two people, and then it just goes and goes and goes
and goes. Those two people's infected to another two people.
Exactly. Once you add that up, it soon adds up. So just bear that in mind and just sit tight. You know, as I said yesterday, you don't have to worry too much. You don't have to go in the trenches. You don't have to hold a gun. You have to sit on your bum and watch Netflix.
Without feeling guilty about it.
Exactly. You know.
But that's the thing.
This is it.
Stay at home.
For me, this is like a Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, I mean, I was delighted that we're seen as key workers in on one way. And on the other hand, I was thinking, I've got some series to catch up on.
Yeah.
On Netflix, Disney Plus starts today. You know, there's other stuff I could be doing.
Do you know one of the things I did see yesterday, and this was really uplifting, was obviously it's the first day with the kids being at home and being homeschooled. And my news feed was literally full of parents doing the Joe Wicks PE lesson with all the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it. It was literally loads of them. And I thought, no, that's a really good thing in the morning. Get up, get active as well. Do that first bit of exercise.
Maybe we should do this. Maybe we should get a song on, and maybe we should do like a keep fit.
Yeah,
sort
maybe.
Of thing.
I think that sounds good.
Yeah.
Get Hayley to do it. Jamie and I can do the camera work and stuff.
Can do some grapevines.
Yeah, we can do that.
Some what?
Grapevine.
What's a grapevine?
It's like when you step behind.
The grapevine?
The grapevine. I mean, it's quite an old school
I know the mashed potato.
Aerobic class.
I know the mashed potato, but I don't know the grapevine.
Well, I'm
sure you haven't just heard that.
I'm going to show you the grapevine. We're going to record it and put it on our Instagram.
I can't wait to see the grapevine. It's Isle of Wight Radio. 13 minutes past 7, stopping in the morning. We're here, and we will be for the foreseeable future. Sorry about that. Olds, don't you? It's Isle of Wight Radio, 17 minutes past 7. Leader of the Isle of Wight Council coming on to tell us the latest update and how it's going to affect us here on the Isle of Wight. That's in just under an hour's time. And we're talking about the heroes. We've got positive news on the way in just a minute, plus our Hall of Heroes coming up soon.
Radio.
What we need need is some happy, positive news, don't you think, Jamie?
Absolutely.
Then let's do it. Let's have some positive news on this Tuesday morning, even though it feels like it's already Friday. Let's do it. Hold on.
In a time where everything seemed doom and gloom, when things just seem that little bit sadder, we dig deep for victory and look for the happiness. It's been decided it's important to highlight the positive news on the Isle of Wight. So, with a newfound spring in our step, we look to Mr. Positive himself, J-Dog, Jamie Wight.
With all the doom and gloom around, with us on lockdown, have you found some positive news?
I have indeed, and I posted a video last night on our Facebook page of ambulance workers Lindsay and Jade, who did a little video yesterday morning just as a, you know, a light-hearted start the day right, basically doing some press-ups and planks on there. That is on our Facebook page now. Some lovely comments on there. So good morning to those guys and all the ambulance staff and the NHS and everyone else as well. And also Joey Scott and Simon Ledger, two Isle of Wight entertainers, decided to have a bit of a sing-song on their balcony, actually, a couple of days ago. And some of the neighbours got involved as well. That story, quite incredibly, made the national newspapers. So fantastic to them. Keep it spirits up, and like I've said, you know, a big shout out to everybody who is going above and beyond at the moment.
It really is making a massive difference. If you've got positive news, then get in touch with us. We would love to hear yours. All you need to do is email news@iwradio.co.uk, and that is the same email address if you want to put forward a hero for our Hall of Heroes. Maybe you're a frontline worker, maybe you know someone who's working super hard, maybe somebody who's helping in the community, maybe someone on one of those helplines that's running at the moment. Whatever it might be, let us know about it so we can add them to our Hall of Heroes. News headlines on the way, including the very latest news you need to know and news you can trust. For 7:30, after Avril Lavigne, Complicated. Freya Ridings and Castles, 25 minutes to 8. It's Isle of Wight Radio. We're live on Facebook and Instagram as well. And we are ready for today's headline or hearsay. You ready, Jamie?
I will be ready in about 2 or 3 seconds, Paul. So countdown, ready.
Okay. It's what we like to hear. It's the precise nature of it all, isn't it? Here we go then.
There's nothing better than a nice cup of tea, and a warm brew in your favourite mug can fix all sorts of problems. But apparently there's a way we can make our tea even better, actually making less work. According to an etiquette report, most of us are making a key mistake. Apparently we should be stirring in straight lines from the top to the bottom rather than circles. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
Do you know what? This whole tea and coffee drinking thing.
Yes.
I just don't get it. I mean, what age do you get to when you're supposed to start drinking tea or coffee? Because I haven't heard it yet.
Well, I had a 7-year break from drinking tea, and now I sort of, you know, have one a day occasionally.
Yeah.
I find it relaxed. I find it comforting.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Just not going into it yet, drinking tea or coffee. I'll have a little cheeky hot chocolate if I've got to have a hot drink, but yeah. It's always quite August.
Yeah, you see, I don't mind a hot chocolate, but I would always choose tea or coffee over that. Always.
I think I had a cup of tea last year at some point.
Do you not like it?
I don't dislike it, but I just don't see the thing of always drinking tea or coffee. You know, do you want a brew? No. I don't. I'll have an orange squash, please, if you've got that available.
I'll have something with sugar in it. That would be ideal. What do we think? Is it headline or hearsay? What does Facebook have to say?
Let's have a look, shall we? Just having a look. Loads of comments this morning from people watching all over. Comment. Mandy's over in Southsea watching as well, and also needs a brew.
Yeah, you see, I think if we had a little Facebook or Instagram, you know, who would rather have tea or coffee or nothing at all? I think you'd find most people would like tea or coffee.
Mm.
You're just weird.
It's a grown-up thing.
Let's have a look. Bryn says headline. Debbie says headline. Corin says hearsay. Gillian says headline. Let's have a look. Kai says headline, as does Susie. Morning to Susan, who's watching. Morning to Peter, who says hearsay. Debbie also thinks headline, as does Tom as well.
Okay. So what do we think? Headline or hearsay?
I think this is a hearsay because I actually think you're supposed to stir to the left and not the right in the circle motion.
Why?
I don't know. It's just the way that the teabag goes around. So I think front, top of the cup.
Is it front to back?
Front to back. Yeah. I mean, people get that confused.
Colin from our sales team is also watching at home.
Oh, is he now?
I think he's in his garden, actually.
Yeah, probably. Paints creosoting the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again.
Can I just say there's just the three of us here?
It is literally just the three of us, yeah. And we all...
And some mysterious people through the window, I've just noticed. Who are they? Where have they come from? What are we going with, headline or hearsay?
I think this is hearsay.
Hearsay, Jamie.
It is a headline.
What,
you have to go up and down?
Apparently, rather than sort of going
round,
wild in circles, if you go up and down, then yeah, there you go.
Wow, I'm going to try that in a minute. Or you can, Hayley.
A dog with a flair for gymnastics has learned how to perform the perfect backflip. Rocky, the Boston Terrier, has always been a fan of chasing his tail, but now he's taken things to the next level. His owners, Bev and Steve, who live in Cornwall, have captured the four-legged friend on camera performing the backflip and landing it every single time. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
I would love to be able to do a backflip.
Yeah, you know when you see these people do it? Even just a cartwheel would be
good. It looks very easy, doesn't it?
Doing a backflip?
Yeah, I always think, oh, it can't be that difficult. And then you see the backflip fails where people basically just face plant themselves onto concrete.
Yeah.
I used to go trampolining lessons when I was a kid and I never even managed to do a backflip on a trampoline or even a front somersault. I mean, I just go legs straight down, you know. It was always really awkward. I think after 2 years, my mum and dad thought, nah,
trampolining,
she ain't getting this.
Trampolining is not for her.
Do you ever do it when you do, like, in the swimming pool, like a forward roll, like a gamble underwater?
Oh, yeah. I'm basically like diversity underwater.
Yeah.
I can do it all.
Yeah.
Backflip, even though it does go up your nose, but, yeah, I live with that. Handstands, the whole thing. One arm, like maybe a press up or two.
I've only just learnt to do handstands in the water, so doing actual rolls, then that's a no.
Even though I always think that my legs are super straight.
Yeah.
And then if somebody's taking a photograph, my legs are like splayed all over the place.
Like a flamingo upside down.
I think, oh, I'm so graceful in the water.
What do they call them performers in the water? What are they called? Synchronised swimmers.
Yes.
I mean, that is impressive.
You would look great in one of those hats.
Yep.
So what does Facebook say, Jamie?
Let's have a look. Corinne says headline. Zoe says headline. But she says she can't see her 6-stone American bulldog, Cross Staffy, perhaps doing any somersaults. Morning to Sarah this morning. Susie says headline, as does Andrew and Clive. Gillian says, Hayley's looking lovely again. Come on, boys, smarten up. It's too early to get dressed up.
Do you mean you can only see the back of her head? No. Don't give me that.
Put some lipstick on and that's it.
I've got a full face on.
Okay. Sorry.
I want to say Boston Terriers have got long legs.
Good.
I'll tell you
what
else.
Don't make me look stupid.
Giraffes have got long necks.
Yes. Yeah.
Boston Terriers have got long legs, so I think that they would be able to do this backflip quite easily. So
headline.
Oh, I'm going headline.
We're going headline, Jamie.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Don't want any more help.
We're going headline.
It is a hearsay. You've lost 2-0 today.
Do you know what? When has that ever happened?
Oh, well.
We're just giving it to him to make him feel better.
Yeah, yeah. We're turning that frown upside down. Thank you to everyone who's joined us on Facebook and Instagram. Remember, we are looking for your heroes for our Heroes Hall of Fame here at Isle of Wight Radio. So if you'd like to recommend somebody who's going above and beyond, maybe you know somebody who's working as a teacher, having to go in and look after everyone else's children, frontline worker, key worker, whatever it might be, then let us know about it so we can give them a mention a little bit later on in the show.
Absolutely. And can we just say morning to Lily and Ruben who are watching us this morning.
Hello, Lily and Ruben.
Good morning.
Have yourself a lovely day.
It's all about bringing a smile.
Yes, it is. Right. Talking of that, the Fisherman's Cottage went above and beyond a few days ago. It was Mother's Day. They'd ordered a load of food in. What do you do if you've ordered a whole bunch of food in and then you can't have any customers come in and sit down and eat it? We'll find out in the next 5 minutes on the show.
Come on.
In the morning.
6 till 10. Isle of Wight Radio.
Topping in the morning. With White Fibre. It feels good. Experience the internet like never before. White Fibre.
Have anything.
Adam Levine and Our City and Locked Away. It's Isle of Wight Radio. We're looking for positive things that are happening across the Isle of Wight. It seems as if it's more and more difficult to find. However, when it comes to positive things, the island is so good at really stepping up to the plate and helping people out in times of crisis. We've seen it during the storms when there was flooding a few years ago. We've seen it when we had the snow and everyone got locked in. And we're certainly seeing it now. And Joe is on the line from the Fisherman's Cottage in Shanklin. Morning, Joe, you all right?
I am, thank you. Good morning. Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Now, on Sunday, it was Mother's Day, so I'm guessing, like almost every other restaurant, you'd bought in an awful lot of food and then found that you couldn't really serve it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I think from Friday, the announcement from Boris, we were left in a situation where we had a lot of stock for the weekend. We'd been trading since 14th of February, business had been picking up. We had a lot of bookings for Mother's Day and found ourselves in a very difficult situation where we had a lot of perishable foods that we'd paid for. Obviously, you know, we had to close the pub and end up in a situation that we didn't know what to do with this food. And we found that it would be just such a waste just to shut the pub down and do nothing with this food.
So you decided to, off your own back, to actually distribute this food. Is this right?
Yeah, that's right. So it was myself. I had three other team members. So I'll just name them: Liam Hogan, Jamie Watson, and Keaton Hayter, and then the MD Matthew Porter. We all got together on the Saturday morning, and we just said, "Right, we've got all this food. Why don't we do something good for the community? There's a lot of vulnerable people out there at the moment. People that are scared, people that are frightened, people that just can't come to terms with what we're facing with at the moment." So on Sunday, myself and the team, they cooked the food. We got takeaway boxes, plates together. We cooked the dinners and we delivered them personally to the people that needed them the most of Shanklin and of Benbridge.
What a wonderful thing for everyone to do and for you to take the time to do that. And I understand you haven't stopped there, have you? You've got more packages, more food that can be delivered. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we're still sat with fridges with fruit, veg, dairy products in. We've got boxes ready to be made up today. Myself and the MD, Matthew, will be going in and making up these food parcels. And hopefully we will be able to go and, again, deliver them to people's doors of Shanklin today. Because, again, there's people out there that are too scared to go out that need food. And, again, we don't want to waste it. We just want to help everybody possible. I think the message in all of this is that there is no I in this, and, you know, together we will come out of this the other side.
I think that is a perfect message. And do you know what, Joe? We're going to make you our very first Hall of Heroes members. So congratulations
to
you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We've even got some music for you. Look at that.
And again, I can't stress the team that I've got, you know, over the weekend. They were scared, worried about the job. I set that aside. The boys that I were working with just ploughed through it and did it all they can to have their input and to help everybody in the community as well. So credit to those boys as well.
Wonderful. Joe, please pass on Isle of Wight Radio's very best to everyone at the Fisherman's Cottage. Thank you so much for coming in on the show. And maybe you'll update us with how it's all going as we move forward through this.
Yeah, definitely. You know, for the Shanklin Chine, obviously that remains closed. We have plans to open that on the 2nd of April. We can't now. All I can say to everybody, as soon as we can through, you know, following the guidance of the government, we will open the Chine, you know, with the beauty and the, you know, the feeling in the Chine of healing and how magical it is. As soon as we can open it, we will open it for the locals to come in and to get some self-healing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Joe. You stay
Thank
safe,
you.
Won't you? Lovely
yeah,
to talk
you
to you.
Too.
Cheerio.
God bless you all. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye bye.
So there you go. First ones in our Hall of Heroes.
I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night.
I know. know there are going to be an awful lot more people entering that Hall of Heroes very, very soon. At 6 minutes to eight now, we have the leader of the Isle of Wight Council telling us about how you can look after yourselves, what you can and you can't do, according to the Prime Minister and what the Prime Minister has announced last night. Plus, let's put a little smile on your face. How about if you manage to take home a full £680 in cash? We teamed up with our friends at White Fibre and we're giving you the chance to win. All you need to do is work out what the sound is. So, what do you think? Now, hold on a second. Let me see if I can play the sound for you. What do you think this sound is? It's the sound that could win you that cash. And it goes like this. What is that? Text the word radio sound and your name to 66777 and you could be winning yourself £680. Get yourself registered right now. And if you like Superman Lovers and Starlight, then we'll play it in full for you a little bit later on the show. I'll tell you what, let's play a little bit of it now. Superman Lovers, Starlight, it's topping in the morning from Isle of Wight Radio. We've got the latest news you can trust from the Isle of Wight Radio news... Well, I say newsroom. I mean, the Isle of Wight Radio news chair that we've put over to the other side of the studio. You know, it's the best chance we've ever had to move Jamie. He's got the headlines next.
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10. Isle of Wight Radio.
Topping in the morning with White Fibre. Let us bring you up to speed.
There'll be nothing better.
White Fibre.
Isle of Wight Radio. Hello. Good morning. So, 8 minutes past eight. And shall we see if we can get a contestant for Pounds for a Sound? Shall we just do it live?
Let's do it live.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's open the phone lines just for a minute or two on 01983. We've never done this before. 822-557 if you want to play Pounds for a Sound. 01983-822-0202. Oh, my goodness. What am I doing? 01983-822-0202.
That wasn't your home number that you just accidentally gave out.
No,
it?
No, it wasn't.
It was the office.
It was the office.
Here.
It was the office right number. There. Oh my goodness! Everyone, okay, choose line one from 1 to 26.
22.
Two.
Okay, let's see who is there. Morning, Isle of Wight Radio. Who's that? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
It's Jamie.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am good. How is the first day of lockdown going for you so far?
Well, I work for the hospital, so I'm here.
Oh, my goodness. So you are our heroes. What do you do at the hospital?
I mean, I'm not on the front line. I'm more sort of behind the scenes, but unfortunately my job still has to be done, so...
What do you do?
I work for information governance.
Yeah, you see, it doesn't matter what you're doing, big or small, at the hospital. You know, it's all an important job because, you know, we were saying about this the other day that the doctors and nurses, obviously, you know, front line, the ambulance drivers, the police officers, you know, all those people front line. But actually, it's also the people that are behind them that are making everything run as smoothly as possible. So you're included in that. What's your name again?
Shaney.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Do you know what we need? We need to put Shaney in the Hall of Fame this morning for working at the council. There she goes. Shaney working at St Mary's. Wouldn't it be great if we could get you £680 now?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
All right, then. Let's see if we can help you out.
Pounds for a sound. Win with White Fibre and Isle of Wight Radio.
So, £680 up for grabs. What would you do with it, Shaney?
Probably nothing.
just sit on it.
Yeah, just hold it.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is the sound that we've been listening out for. All you need to do is tell me what you think it is. That is it. What do you think?
Oh, there's so many things I can think that it could be. And it sounds really different on the phone. Maybe like a spray paint can.
A spray paint can. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the answer, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's lock that in. Is it a spray paint can?
Pounds. Pounds. For a sound.
Isle of Wight Radio.
Oh, Shaney.
Never mind.
Oh, it's not a spray paint can, but to all of us here, you know what? You're still one of our heroes, okay?
Thank you very much.
Have yourself a wonderful day and please pass on our very best wishes to everyone at St Mary's, who I know is working so, so hard at the moment. Have a good day. Cheerio.
Take care.
Bye. There you go. That is Shaney. So what do we think it is? The money's gone up. What's it now?
£695.
Wow. That money could be yours. 12 minutes past eight, leader of the Isle of Wight Council on the show next. Wham at Isle of Wight Radio, an edge of heaven. Quarter past eight, Tuesday morning, 24th of March, and things have definitely changed since we last spoke to the leader of the council, which I think was about a week ago, something like that, just under a week ago,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Welcome to the show, leader of the council, Dave Stewart. Morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Paul.
So an awful lot has changed in that time. I know you've got some information for us, so the floor is yours.
OK, well, yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't think Boris could have been any clearer last night. We are in that situation, and what we want, and actually I think what we will see, and you said yourself, you know, we're already seeing it, the Islanders are stepping up to the mark and doing what's required. So that's a good thing. I just wanted to mention a couple of important things that will help people. Firstly, our helpline, 01983 823 600. If people ring that, between 9 and 5 particularly, but it does also default to our other reserve line, they can get information, they can get help. That's really important, especially if you're now grounded to your house. So using the helpline is a really good thing. We're also actively working now on developing our White Aid opportunity, which is for those people particularly who can't feel they can do anything but might want to put some money into all the work that's going on behind the scenes with the volunteers and everybody. And that'll be coming out through your programme, I suspect, telling people the detail. A big one for me is shielding the vulnerable people. This is what this is all about. If those people that are in the what we call the highly vulnerable category, they will be getting a letter from the NHS asking them what help they need, and they need to follow that advice given. The council and the NHS are working together to make sure medication and food parcels are all there and delivered, and that's really important. I would have been talking to you this morning about second homeowners and giving them a few choice words of advice. But actually, the government seemed to have jumped over that one, so I don't expect any more second homeowners will be coming to the island because they shouldn't be moving around. But for those that are here, and if people listening are one of those people, you've travelled to the island, I would appeal to you directly to recognise that you may have travelled through the virus. People will be worried that you're bringing it to the island. So what we want you to do is to respect the safety of the island community. We know the ground rules now for going out. Social distancing is what it says on the tin. You know, 2 metres, not as we've seen in many places, on the mainland particularly, and even on the island. You know, they queue up thinking I'll be the next one on the queue, but the queues are almost back to back. You need to give each other that space, and that applies to everybody. Personal hygiene, washing hands so you're not carrying this virus, is so important now. The ferries, as you can imagine, travel across on the ferries has dramatically fallen off, but there are regular communications now between the council, our resilience forum, our emergency planning and the ferries to make sure people get the food they need. That's really important. So those journeys that are necessary, and there are some people have to go to the mainland for their health and well-being, things like cancer and other treatment, which has to go on. And this is why it's so important we reduce to a minimum the pressure on our NHS system. The other one, which is, and I'm particularly moving into at the moment, is the thinking about people's behaviour. I've talked about the social distancing. Think about when you're out, you know, walking your dog, still keep at least 2 or 3 metres away from the other person who may be doing the same. It's important that we don't transfer this virus when we're doing those safe things. Businesses, there's a lot of information coming through now. I'm really pleased that the government's already given us access to £5 million to deal with all the issues we've got around adult social care, but also to fund these fantastic community initiatives that are now underway. But they're all being coordinated through Community Action Isle of Wight, and I'll thank Mike Bulpit and his team now because I know they're doing a lot of work. The other one, which probably, Paul, will be an emerging concern, but is already a concern, is people's mental health and well-being. I'm sure people listening will think, yeah, this is really depressing and really frustrating. Well, phone a friend, I'd say. Keep in touch with people. Do positive activities. Sometimes I turn the telly off for a while because I just won't want hour after hour of the coronavirus be knowing a lot of the information. But do something to make things positive. Exercise. But most importantly, share your concerns, because talking on the phone isn't going to give you the virus, but it is going to give you a positive boost. You know, families are split. I've got a family that's been split. Others have got a family that's been split. But we can keep in touch with each other. It's really important. So my big message really is they must follow the advice and guidance from government. I'm only echoing the words of the Secretary of State, Robert Jenrick. This is not a game. We may be appearing low in figures now, and actually I'd like it to stay that way. I'd like us to be the lowest significant viruses in the country if we could keep there. But we only do that if people follow the rules. Sorry, I feel like I'm going on a bit, Paul, but I'm so keen that we protect our island.
Yeah, I mean, believe me, normally I wouldn't let you go on like that, but I think needs must at the moment. You know, even for you, Dave, I'll let you say what you want, you know, because that information is so important, especially if you've come over from the mainland. Self-isolate for the 14 days for everybody's sake, because this is not a time to be selfish, is it? This is a time that we all need to do our little bit, and that little bit is staying inside and not really doing very much. What would you say to people who, you know, you say the ferries are still running. We understand that people with medical conditions need to get over to the mainland for treatment. Will there come a point, do you think, where you will need to actually prove your reason for travel on or off the Isle of Wight? Because I know you said that in theory, a lot of people won't be coming over on the ferries, but I assume some people will still see it. I mean, I saw the other day it being advertised, a place on the Isle of Wight, they're a great place to come and do your quarantining. You know, those kind of things are unbelievable.
Well, you know, people that don't live on the island but are coming here because they've got a second home, that's not their primary home. Actually, they should be picked up now for moving on the mainland, because they shouldn't be doing that movement. But you're absolutely right. The ferry companies are in close contact with us, and we really are trying to squeeze down the travelling to a minimum. Obviously, they're losing their revenue because they haven't got the same numbers they would expect at this time of year. But for me, it's not about money. It's about safety. And I think the ferry companies have been extremely understanding of that. You know, another one is ferries with all the goods that we are coming to the island, and they're doing a good job there. People need to not panic buy. People need to think about the vulnerable. So we are working closely with the ferry companies, but there may be people slip through the net. It's just like the other day when everybody was told don't social, you know, don't get too close to each other. We had crowds of people down on the beaches, and you just think, what are you doing? So it is about keeping on top of it. And I say to people, you know, if you see somebody who you think is not complying, just politely remind them, and I'm careful with my words here, politely remind them that they're putting your and my safety at risk as well as their own. And some people think it can be beat it, but you've got to play the rules at the moment, and the government can't be clearer.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of people, you know, really get the message. Unfortunately, some still don't see the importance of it. I must say, though, going shopping at the weekend, I was pleasantly surprised. The shelves are really restocked now, so hopefully that panic buying will stop, and people will stop being silly with that. Dave, if people want to help, you've got a help line, but if people are thinking, do you know what? Obviously, I've got time on my hands. I would love to put that to good use. Is there a mechanism that where people could actually help out as opposed to just sit at home?
So what the structure's been at the moment, and obviously events have gone so fast, we've had to adjust as we go. But there were and there are a lot of community groups that have developed across the island. And if I use my area as an example, you know, Knighton and Chail, fantastic people came forward who've been grounded from international jobs and saying, look, I'm happy to put my time in now. We've got them access to minibuses and other things so they can deliver medication and essential food parcels, particularly to the vulnerable people. And now that's all going to be coordinated through Community Action Isle of Wight. But if they ring the helpline number, they can pass them over to Community Action so they can get their offer in. We've got to keep those people safe. There's also the whole issue of safeguarding. You wouldn't believe it, the hoaxers that are out there being deceptive are just amazing. But it's all being managed through that community safety, community action. So that helpline, which I'll repeat again, 01983 823 600, can allow them to get their message over, and then people will be in contact with them. But and I will thank those people. There are an awful lot of people doing stuff across the island.
Yeah, I mean, go through that helpline or one of the official helplines that are out there, because I heard stories over the weekend of people taking money to go and do people shopping and then just disappearing, things like that. Yeah. It makes my blood boil, you know, that people can be like that. But you do still have to be careful. So make sure you go through one of the official helplines on the Isle of Wight before you hand over any cash to anyone, because I'm sure there are mechanisms in place to make sure that, as Dave says, everyone is safeguarded and looked after. Thank you so much for coming on to the show today, Dave. I know that you're keeping us up to date with what's going on, along with Simon Bryant from Public Health England. I believe tomorrow we have Maggie Oldham from the Isle of Wight NHS on the show as well. So we will keep you up to date as best we can here at Isle of Wight Radio. But thank you for sparing the time, because I know you're super busy, and something that probably you never thought you'd have to discuss at full stop, let alone as leader of the Isle of Wight Council.
Yeah, so thank you, Paul, and I will again thank Isle of Wight Radio. You are one medium that everybody can listen to, get up-to-date information and stay safe. So I do appreciate, and your team are doing a valuable job.
Thank you very much. Enough backpacking. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make Jamie White a hero this morning. Actually, no, I'm not. Dave, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Have as good a day as you possibly can. That is the leader of the Isle of Wight Council. What are you shaking your head at?
I just can't believe you gave it and then just took it away immediately.
Well, his face.
There's still time.
Look, we're all in this together.
There's still time. This is it.
It's not just about me. It's about you and Hayley.
It's about everybody, you know, pulling together as an island. And that's what we do best. That helpline number, again, is... Do we have it there? Yep.
01983 823 600.
Yeah, that is the number. And what we're going to try and do is normally we'd say, oh, go to the website to find out more information. If it's an important number, we will be reading that number out. So, as I said the other day, if you think that you might need help, put a pen and paper by the phone, because we will be updating you. We'll be giving you numbers and updating you with the information as soon as we get it through. Right, it's Isle of Wight Radio. I have no idea what the time is now. It's nearly 8:30. News headlines on the way in just a minute with Jamie.
Waking up's never been so good. Woo! Music up loud. Topping in the morning.
6 till 10.
Topping in the morning with White Fibre. Ultra-fast broadband for lightning-fast downloads. White Fibre, a different kind of broadband. Because we can.
This is Ledge Lost in Music. We are getting ourselves ready for today's... Hall of Heroes. So we're doing that in just a few minutes' time. First of all, is this today's... is it me doing the questions?
It is, yes.
Then we will do today's positive news next.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's a positive news now instead.
Yeah, let's do positive news instead, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it instead.
Just as a one-off.
I mean, I've got a game with no name. Have you got one?
I've got a game with no name.
Yeah, so have I. Shall we do a game with no name? Okay, all right. Okay, if you don't want positive news, but you just want to...
No, I was going to sort of mix that in with the Hall of Heroes, because the positive...
Oh, okay.
This sort of all mixes it all up.
Right. Yeah, okay, cool. I like what you've done there.
Yeah, all right. Then let us do it then. Let's play today's game with no name. Are we all ready for this, gang?
I think so.
Yeah.
New music.
Ex-Arsenal player who was married to Cheryl, yes, has put a ball in the net.
I know this one.
Oh, I don't know who that was.
That is me.
Okay, Jamie.
Is it Ashley Cole has scored a goal?
It is, yes.
Oh, very good, Hayden.
All right, thanks.
Do you want me to go next, Paul?
Yeah, you go next. Hold on.
Okay.
Should we start?
Is that a Grange Hill?
That's Grange Hill.
Yeah, yes.
What a show that was.
Yeah.
Okay. A man who steals from the rich and gives to the poor is cutting logs into smaller pieces.
I know this one.
Paul.
Robin Hood, chopping wood.
Correct.
I remember when we've had that one before, Jamie. That's not an original.
Well, you didn't get it, though, did you?
Yeah.
No excuse.
No, because I was so
hold on
disappointed.
A minute. You've heard it before?
Yeah, and I was disappointed that it's even come out of your mouth. So I'm just shaking my head.
Shaking your head in anger.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, ready for mine?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to my music. Ginger, scary, sporty, baby and posh, all wearing necklaces made out of jewels found in oyster shells.
I know this one. Is it the Spice Girls wearing pearls?
Is the right answer. Congratulations.
Don't look at me like that, Jamie.
I suppose you've heard that one before as well.
No, I haven't,
actually. Is that a new one, is it?
That's a new one. Well done, Paul.
There we go. That is today's game with no name. Back slightly earlier, hopefully, tomorrow than today. On the way, the latest travel news. Plus, we'll keep you up to date with everything you need to know. And we have our Hall of Heroes. Who has made it onto the Hall of Heroes that is helping in the front line to fight this virus? We will find out in the next few minutes.
White Radio.
Topping in the morning with White Fibre. Ultra-fast broadband. Faster than your trigger finger. White Fibre. A different kind of broadband. Because we care.
If you're wondering what to do today with the children, this is a great idea. Draw a nice picture, put it in your window and get them to change it every day or so.
Yeah, that's a nice idea.
So when people are going for their walk, they can see all these beautiful pictures that children have drawn.
Yeah.
Great idea.
I'm going to get my colouring pencils out. Must admit.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry,
yeah.
Was there a sentence in there somewhere?
I said, I'm going to get my colouring pencils out, I must admit, to some stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it is really for children to do, but, yeah, whatever.
Colouring's good for adults, actually.
Colouring's good for therapeutic.
Colouring in is very good.
Very therapeutic, very mindful and relaxing.
Still can't keep within the lines, though.
The thing is, I mean, when you get to adults and you colour in, you get them books, don't you, and they've got, like, one, so it's all the correct colour. Then you use second colour for number two, don't you, and do all the same.
Yeah.
It's like clear instructions.
Beyond me. Right, then, it is time for our favourite feature of the day. It is a Hall of Heroes. If you know someone who should go in the Hall of Heroes, then email news at iwradio.co.uk or you can message us directly on Facebook. We're looking for people that are going above and beyond in this difficult time. Maybe they work for the NHS. Maybe they work for one of the other emergency services. Maybe they work somewhere else, you know, and they're the unsung heroes. Let's do it for today. It is our Hall of Heroes.
Well, we've had quite a few in for the staff at the NHS here on the Isle of Wight, which is absolutely amazing. I'm going to mention a couple. Emma Cook has been in contact. There's a lady called Sue has donated loads of items to the children's ward for staff and the families of the sick children who are there who can't get to the shop. So a massive, you know, well done and amazing there to you. And everybody else who is up at the NHS as well, we know it's absolutely amazing. Even the guys in the fracture clinic as well and dealing with all the outpatients, everybody who's, you know, keeping the hospital running. Accomplish as well, who are helping the vulnerable islanders, especially over at Green Gates and Winton Street as well. The guys over at Island Roads, PC Security, who have been helping with security at the supermarkets as well, just making sure everything all runs okay and safe. Everybody working at the schools, including Ride Academy, thanks to B Jones, who's been in touch, and to Elisa at Lane's End Primary, and all the school cooks as well, for all the key workers. Joe Honeysett's been in touch. A morning to Debbie and all the team at Regent Pharmacy in Shanklin, and that extends to all the chemists and pharmacies that are open on the island. Rebecca Lloyd's been in touch, the South Wight Medical Practice, so good morning to you. And also everybody else. All the police and everybody else.
If we haven't mentioned anyone and you'd like us to mention them by name, then do get in touch with us. All you need to do is message us via Facebook Messenger, or you can, of course, email news@iwradio.co.uk. We would love to hear you and your stories so we can put it into the Hall of Heroes. We'll do it again on the show tomorrow, roughly same time, same place. It's Topping in the Morning from Isle of Wight Radio. Look at that, 5 minutes to 9 on Vogue, My Lovin'.